The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Lucky Campbell, along with my co-host, Anthony Smurf Plummer. We're back for another season of Life After the Game. Pleasure for us to have you here joining us today. It's been a great summer, Anthony. We've had a lot going on. Life After the Game has been blowing up. We've been traveling all over the country. I know our listeners have been missing, so I'm definitely glad for us to be back today and back on the air.
You're right about that, Lamar. I'm very excited about being back on the air. But as you know, coming on the air, we had a little breaking news today. And I must start the show off with Party on Peachtree, Parade on Peachtree. Tomorrow morning, Joe Johnson has officially been traded due to if Darren Williams will sign with the New Jersey Nets, but Joe Johnson has been traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow, I mean, that's really a big trade. That's huge. Definitely kudos to Danny Ferry. I mean, he came down here to Atlanta. I mean, he definitely got things moving. I mean, when you look at the business aspect of it, Smurf, I mean, you look at – look at what Joe Johnson was actually holding the city hostage with that contract. He had – Danny Ferry had to – I'm sure that was the first thing on Danny Ferry's list when he took the job, that he had to move Joe Johnson.
I mean, he had to. In all fairness to Joe Johnson, he was a great player, but he was just indeed overpaid. He was a six-time All-Star. And, I mean, when he came here from Phoenix, we actually – we was winning 10 to 15 games a year. So out of all due respect to Joe Johnson, he did turn – he did make us back relevant again, but it was time for him to go, Lamar. Like you said, this guy was due $80 million over the next 4 years.
And, you know, the amazing thing is that I remember when Joe Johnson signed that contract, and Atlanta still made the playoffs. We still made the playoffs. We still had the opportunity to make some great runs. Of course, we took Celtics to that seven-game series, went to the playoffs last year. But I think Danny Ferry, with his pedigree, not only as a player, but his time with the San Antonio Spurs, a winning organization, this may have been the best thing or the best addition to Atlanta since Matt Ryan.
You're right about that. And the Broncos, and in return for Joe Johnson, Atlanta did receive a point guard, veteran point guard, Jordan Farmer, as you know, the veteran from the Lakers that played in Brooklyn. They got another guy they bringing back home, and Anthony Morrow, the shooting guard out of Georgia Tech. Two big things that Atlanta know. We know Atlanta Hawks needed. They picked up a center and Johan Petro and Jordan Williams, another center. So they picked up two 7-footers in the deal also, Lamar. And guess who's coming to town? They also bring Deshaun Stevenson to town. And you already know his reputation. He's a bad guy. But he's also a great defender.
Well, one of the things you got to understand is that what Danny Ferry does is he gives the Atlanta Hawks credibility as an organization. And I just really want to think about, you know, what if we still would have had Mike Brown and Danny Ferry? I think that would have been a great combination. I think Mike Brown definitely earned that contract up there in New York. He had those guys playing defense, which no one thought that they could do. But, you know, you look at what Danny Ferry is bringing to the table here in Atlanta. I mean, you have a great city. You have a great organization now. You have a great leader now in Danny Ferry. And he's all about business. He has a ring on his finger, so he understands what it takes.
You're right about that, and that's from that San Antonio pedigree. So we just want to give a kudos, start the show off with giving a kudos to Danny Ferry for getting the summer started off in the right way here in Atlanta.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're listening, give us a call with your opinion about Danny Ferry, 1-888-346-9144. Follow us on Twitter at Life After T Game. I know we've been on the air for a couple of minutes, but I definitely want to give it up to your boy LeBron James for finally getting his NBA championship. I know, man, you've had our discussions and arguments about LeBron James, but him and his boys finally got it done. And when I see a real champion, I tip my hat. So let me go in and tip my hat to your boy LeBron James.
And I was wondering where you're going to give me my credit due today. But, I mean, like you said, LeBron James, he had a great performance this time in the finals. You know, I really feel like he's gotten that monkey off his back. Is he clutch? We still don't know that. He had a great finals, but one thing we can say is LeBron James has a ring, and I think he's going to play a lot more looser now. You know, to me, he kind of played up tight. The pressure was on him. Now that he has a ring, I think he's going to loosen up a little bit, and we should see the best out of LeBron James.
I mean, you look at what we have, you know, what LeBron James, what they did. You know, now the story is coming out that Dwayne Wade was injured during the finals, and you look at, you know, every great young star had to go through a war. Look at Miami coming up. But look, yeah, Philadelphia 76ers, who are a young team in the East that are still going to be hungry. Of course, Kevin Garnett is going to be coming back to the Boston Celtics. They're always going to be a force to be reckoned with if they can keep the big three together. But LeBron James, he had his ring. As he said, it's about damn time. Congratulations to LeBron James. And let's just go ahead and be honest. You know, I actually took a step back, and I'm sure you'll like to hear this, and I looked at LeBron James' numbers, and I looked at LeBron James' age, and what LeBron James had to do. And this is what it comes down to this year. You know, you look at Anthony Davis and all these first-round draft picks coming out as freshmen. These guys had to learn how to grow up. You look at Michael Jordan. He did 3 years at North Carolina under Dean Smith, who was be a man first before you become a basketball player. And that's something that a lot of these guys don't have coming into the NBA. And even without that, LeBron James made great runs to the finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but it took time for him to mature and grow up. And honestly, he proposed to his fiance, and I said the other day, LeBron James had to give a ring before he got his ring. And that just shows the maturity of LeBron James. And congratulations to him and my Miami Heat for being NBA champions.
And you're right about that. Since we're in such a great giving mood today, I had to eat my words. And I know I gave you a lot of flack on the radio. I'm going to take my hat off because I told you that Tiger Woods will not win another major. I have to eat my words, Lamar. And I'm going to be honest with you. Tiger Woods looking like he's back on the upswing. I'm not going to put all my chips in the basket, but I have to eat my words. Tiger Woods did win another match.
You know what? One of the things about Tiger Woods, when you look at Tiger Woods' number and you take a look back, kind of what I did with LeBron James, you know, after he won the championship, I actually took a step back. You know, I ate a lot of crow, and I looked at his numbers, and Tiger Woods has won 27% of every tournament that he's played with. The next closest is 7%, my Vijay Singh. 7%. No one has done what Tiger Woods has done on the golf course. And one of these days, I'm actually going to get you out there on that golf course so you understand how difficult a game it is. But he is an all-time great to break Sam Snead's record of 72 wins, and he's only 35 years old. So he had a lot of chances. He has a lot of time to get better. He has a lot of chance to get his swing back. And you figure if he continues to play in the way that he plays, he's on pace. And I think he will. Record, you say, you know, he has a long way to go. And he's won three major tournaments this year. No one else on the PGA Tour has done that, even with all of his bad play. So Tiger Woods is going to be around. You know, my guess is that he's dating again. Probably got to go now. Probably doing a little razzle-dazzle. Shout out to my man Tiger Woo. And let's see what else he can do for the rest of the year.
You're right about that. And like I said, I take my head off to Tiger Woo. I see the media getting back on the side. And I think his opponents are starting to get nervous that it looks like Tiger Woo is getting his swagger back.
Definitely getting the swagger back. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. We talked a little earlier about what life after the game has been up to. Now, I had a great opportunity to hang out with Vernon Davis. I'm shooting the ESPN 360 piece. And we actually had a great time as far as talking about players making the transition from the NFL to life after NFL. And we had some great conversations. So shout out to Vernon Davis. He has a great design company out there in San Francisco that he's working on. I mean, would you think that Vernon Davis had an interior designing company?
Wow, that's very shocking. I'm interested in hearing this interview that you have and see what you guys have a chance to sit down and talk about.
It's definitely an opportunity. So tell us what's been going on in the sports world. I know your boy RG3000 is up there doing his thing for the Reds because I know he's out now in Texas actually doing a passing camp, I hear, with some of the Washington Redskins and some of their wide receivers.
Yeah, you're talking about RG3. I mean, there's nothing but hype around this guy. And I mean, you know, we're going to see if he lives up to the hype. Lamar, I think this guy's going to be pretty good. Like Shanahan said, he's a hard worker. And this is his first year. Like you said, he does have the guys out there in Waco, Texas right now. He brought them out to hot Waco. He said maybe next year he'll pick a vacation spot, but he wanted to get down to business this year. So we have Santana Moss and Pierre Garçon, a few guys that, you know, try to get their timing down pat because, you know, the Redskins are ready to check into camp within the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Washington Redskins, we got about 4 minutes till break. So right now, biggest offseason surprise for the NFL? What you got for me?
The biggest offseason surprise for the NFL? My biggest offseason surprise. Wow. It might have been Peyton Manning going to Denver. That might have been my biggest offseason surprise, Lamar. I think Peyton Manning is actually signing with the Denver Broncos.
I think my biggest offseason surprise is the New Orleans Saints still fighting the Bounty Gate debacle. Donovan Vilma filed a lawsuit on Saturday. Guys are screaming defamation of character, assassination of character. I mean, how long is this thing going to – and this is one of the things that – and I'm a proud member of the NFLPA here in Atlanta, but we should not have gave Roger Goodell all of that power. That was something we definitely should have put our hat on at the last CBA negotiations.
Yeah, you're right about that, because y'all left all the power in Roger Goodell's hands. You know how he's going to play. I mean, he's the officer. He's like the chief executive of the league, and he's going to bring the hammer down. And I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, Lamar, it's time to put this bounty gate behind us. Let's start the NFL. Jonathan Vilma, suck it up. Take your suspension. Let's put this behind us. Jonathan Vilma, you're not going to win the case against the NFL. So let's
not
put it behind us. Let's get the football season, and let's be done with bounty gate, and let the New Orleans Saints just go ahead and move forward with their season.
Yeah, that's something that I think is definitely going to be a big deal. We're probably going to deal with this all the way up until the start of the season, because he is actually suspended for the entire season. So I'm sure this is something that we're going to discuss for a while. Now, we got about 2.5 minutes left, so I'm going to give a guy this attention, because he only deserves 2.5 minutes of attention. Dwight Howard. What's his story? That's your man.
Dwight Howard is making a fool out of himself, bottom line. I just don't understand Lamar. He's really making a fool out of himself. He should have been honest with Orlando from the beginning and never signed the extension. He knew goodness well he didn't want to be there. Now, I see Dwight Howard headed down the LeBron James path. And when I say that, I'm talking about the fans and the media turning on Lamar. I can see that coming now.
I mean, from what the reports are coming out of Orlando is that now Dwight Howard is claiming that the organization blackmailed him into signing his deal, and now he only wants to be traded to one place, and now he's going to just play out his season. Now, if he decides he does it, they decide they do not want to get traded because the GM has yet to decide whether he's going to trade Dwight Howard. I mean, what type of performance are you expecting from Dwight Howard coming into an NBA season where you know he does not want to be where he wants to be? Has he grown up? Is he going to be immature about a situation in itself and say, you know what, I'm not going to give Orlando my all because I don't want to be here, which is so unprofessional.
You're right about that, and I kind of saw that coming towards last year. I don't really think Dwight Howard wants to be there, and if I was the Orlando manager, I'd trade him for the best possible package that I can get. It's not about where you want to go. I'm trading you for the best possible package. If that's Houston, I'm sending you to Houston. If not, you're going to Denver, but Brooklyn. I'm really getting tired of these guys just strong arm in the league now, just demanding where they want to go. If I'm the GM Orlando, yes, I'm going to get them out of there because I don't want the circus going on all year, and I'm going to just trade them to my best option. I'm not really worried about concern where Dwight Howard wants to go.
You know, this is how I look at it. We got about a minute left, but you look at Joe Johnson. He definitely got paid. He was overpaid here in Atlanta. We're getting some tweets. Shout out to my man, John Shoemade up in Chicago, and shout out to my man BJ Speaker, just sent me a couple of tweets out. But it's a win-win for everybody. Can you imagine Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, and Dwight Howard in Brooklyn? Come on now. Come on now. Everybody wins. Good for Joe Johnson. Good for the Atlanta Hawks. Joe had love here. He was just overpaid. He was holding the franchise hostage. That's just business. But you look at Darren Williams decides to stay in New Jersey. They go to Brooklyn. You got the Joe Johnson, who's still a scoring threat. And you get a chance to bring Dwight Howard to the New Jersey Nets. Let's play ball in New York. Let's play ball. Brooklyn. Jigga.
You're right. I mean, that's a scary situation. That was one thing I factored in when Atlanta traded Joe Johnson to New Jersey. Are you handing him over another dynasty? Because Dwight Howard has made it clear and plain that he's not playing for no other team but the Brooklyn Nets. So like you said, Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, and Dwight Howard, they could play for the Eastern Conference Finals next year. They'll give Dwayne Wade and Miami Heat some problems.
Yeah, they definitely will. I mean, you look at that lineup already, and I don't know who they have in the middle right now, but you get Dwight Howard, you get Darren Williams setting up, you get Darren. I mean, you look at the three-point threat, the scoring threat that Joe Johnson is, and when he gets hot, Joe Johnson gets hot. I will give him that. When that ball starts to drop in that bucket for Joe Johnson, that thing is going in all night. So we'll see what the New Jersey Nets, well, I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Nets have in store next year. So good luck to those guys. You listen to LATG Radio. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game, Voice America Sports Radio. This is brought to you by School of the Legends. Feel free to touch base with all your current free agent and NFL fans. Please check out their email at www.schoolofthelegends.com. Last week, Anthony had an opportunity to go down to the New Era football camp. There were dozens of NFL players there. We had an opportunity, or they gave area youth and budding high school football stars the opportunity to learn from a handful of NFL veterans and a couple of locally grown running backs. Just starting their pro careers at Family Sports Football Camp. I actually had a chance to speak with Eric Colonin, senior product specialist of one of the key sponsors, Sennheiser. This is what he had to say about the New Era Football Camp and what it meant to have the broadcast boot camp for the kids.
Yeah, so the kids normally get to come and learn a lot about football. There's drills and there's experts here, former players, and they're giving the kids advice, but what a lot of parents and kids don't realize is that there's a lot of careers available off the field where you can use your football knowledge and passion and really have a good career. Maybe you get injured, maybe you don't make it. Well, that's okay. There's still a lot of options and good paying options, and there's a lot of fun to be had too at work. You yourself, as you know, there's a lot of stuff happening, especially in this market. Atlanta's a huge market. So we're here showing the kids that off the field, you can partake in a professional broadcast environment and make that a career. So we're giving the kids tips, letting them try and get their hands on the gear that the professionals really do use and act like the pros. The camp is free, and being in a big market like this, it gives the kids a taste of football, and maybe they're going to join the team this fall. They have tryouts coming up, or maybe their parents just want them to get them interested, or maybe they need something to do, a little bit of discipline. So this is the place to go for that, and it is free, so obviously a great event for the kids. Well, we actually worked with Lomas Brown at his camp about a year ago, and I had this idea of, when the kids are here, they're learning a lot about football, but we really want to stress, get good grades, take care of yourself, take care of your family, and this was the ideal opportunity, especially with Lomas working at ESPN. Mm-hmm. So he said, what can we do to really bridge the gap between the field and the studio? And this was it. And our brand fits in perfectly. Sennheiser's been making professional broadcast microphones and wireless systems since the dawn of time. So the fit was perfect. We demoed this concept at Lomas' camp. It was a huge success out in Detroit. And we actually spoke to some kids afterwards, and they said, this is actually something I think I want to do now because of the camp. And we actually changed a few lives. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you know you got something good going. So we said, hey, let's do this at this camp. We've done this camp before, and we wanted to make a big splash, and this is the ideal environment for it.
I mean, Smurf, that was just an awesome opportunity for these kids. Not only was it an awesome football camp sponsored by New Era and Top 5 Sports Star, but it was also an opportunity for the kids to do a lot of broadcasting. And that's just an awesome opportunity at that age to understand that it's more that you can do than just being a football player on the field. And as Eric said, more opportunities to get paid well as well, too.
You're right about that. And like you said, it's a great opportunity to start the youth off early, but let them explore opportunities outside of football. You know, broadcasting. You know, I know a lot of guys sit down and watch TV to little kids, and they probably wonder, how do these guys, you know, how does our job work? You know, the media. So I know that for them guys to get to see that perspective of the game is great for them.
Well, one of the things that I really enjoyed was this interview clip we're getting ready to play. I met a young man by the name of Amir Young, and he gave a great interview. Let's listen to what he had experience at the New Era football camp.
Well, my experience was really good, cool. I got to meet a lot of NFL players. They got to teach me a lot of stuff about football, so I really liked it.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the broadcasting side. What did you learn about the broadcasting side? You just finished up a great interview over there. Tell me a little bit about it, and what did you learn, not only from the NFL players, but from your friends that helped you broadcast the interview?
Oh, well, the broadcast interview, it was kind of something that I used to do. Like, it was familiar to me because at my school that I used to go to, I used to be on our news show. So okay. I used to work, like, the technology, and I used to anchor and co-host and stuff.
Okay, so tell me about, if you had to choose between being an athlete or being a sportscaster, would you pick one or the other, or are your aspirations to actually do both?
If I could, I would try to do both, but if I can only do one, then I'd probably say being the sportscaster.
You definitely have a long career doing sportscasting in the NFL, and that's definitely a great thing. Now, what high school do you go to? What grade school are you at?
Well, I just finished Narvi J. Harris Elementary School. I'm mm-hmm. going to sixth grade next year at Cedar Grove Middle School. So,
all right, that's awesome. Now, who was your favorite NFL player you had a chance to meet this past week so far?
Yesterday I got to meet Ray Rice. He was pretty cool, and he was throwing us the ball, so I didn't catch it, but it was still fun.
All right, so give me what your classic line, one line it would be once you end the broadcast. Have you come up with a one line that would be a staple once you make it to the broadcast booth?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll get one.
Great to meet you, buddy. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
I wonder if Ray Rice. I wonder if Ray Rice told him he had to get paid. I wonder if Ray Rice told him that. I wonder if Ray Rice said, "You know what, little man? They owe me a contract up there in Baltimore."
Wow, that was a great interview. I mean, the guy he was pretty much into it. Sound like you guys had a great time out there, Lamar. I know you said some top notch athletes out there. I didn't get a chance to get past there, but I know you guys had a great time out there.
Yeah, it was really an awesome time. I had a chance to see a lot of my old teammates, a lot of players out there, and a lot of young guys out there that want to be great, not only on the field and off the field. That's really what life after the game is about. We're all about making the transition early. You know, you don't want to have something to fall back on. You want to have something to fall forward on. And I think that's one of the messages that we definitely got out of camp. But I got a chance to hook up with Lomas Brown. And I asked Lomas Brown some questions about his life after the game. Let's see what Big Lomas had to say.
It's been pretty good. It really has been. It's tough, though, Lamar. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. TV, to me, it seemed like it's just as tough as the NFL, you know. It's they'll get rid of you in a heartbeat. Your shelf life isn't long in TV. But it's fun. It keeps me close to the game. I get to talk about players, talk about the game, and that's what I like. And you get a forum to kind of express your feelings. So it's been good, bro. I ain't going to lie. It's been good to me.
Yeah, you look good, man. So like you can get out there and put those pads on, man.
The 49, I can't mess with them young boys no more.
Well, listen, you know, we always ask, what would you tell yourself, Lomas, if you could go back 18 years in the NFL, What would you go back and tell yourself as a rookie to prepare yourself for your transition after football?
Wow, great question, man. I think I would probably, the one thing that's kind of hard for me is when the clapping stopped. You know, when the cheering stopped and you at home, you know, you got all this idle time on your hands, you know, and you start just, you know, it's, you start thinking about different things, things you could have did different, things that you hope would have been different, goals you could have accomplished. But I just think the biggest transition for me was, you know, being without the fellas. You know what I'm saying? We always had the fellas that we could chill with, talk the problems about. And when you're on your own now, you really don't have that camaraderie or have that support group that you had in the locker room. So for me, I think the support group of the fellas, that's probably been my biggest transition. It's a different breed of guy. I don't think a lot of these guys that come in the game right now, I don't think they could have played with us. I don't think they could have played back in the day with us. You know, everything, these guys seem to be given a lot, where we had to earn everything we got and stuff. And I think that's the biggest difference. And not just with the pros. You can look at the college. You can look at the little leaguers, high schoolers. It's always down to the little guys now. And I think it's because everybody feel that you should be given something instead of earning stuff like we had to earn. Like, and you know it. Back in the day, everything you got, you earned it.
That was my man, big man Lomas Brown, 18-year NFL vet with the Lions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and New York Giants. The OGs always have some knowledge for you when it comes to doing those things off the field, don't they?
Yeah, they're right about that. But the interesting part was that I was listening to the interview when he said he just missed the camaraderie with the guys. You know, I know you guys had a great time in the locker room. I know you guys probably spent more time together than you actually did with you all family. So I know, I mean, I can see that's something that you guys will really miss, just being around each other and the brotherhood of going to battle with each other week in and week out.
Yeah, it was just something I missed. It was good. I had a chance to see a good buddy of mine, Larry Tharp. Shout out to the Detroit Lions, my big man, Larry Tharp, and Lomas Brown. We had a chance to hang out on Thursday at the reception before everybody flew out of town. And just the opportunity that Sean Hosser and Eric and those guys over there gave those kids to actually get in front of the broadcast booth. I'm going to have that up on my blog tomorrow, so make sure you take a look at it, www.lifeafterthegame.com. Some of the pictures that, I mean, those kids actually, they had the opportunity to come to the broadcast booth, and what they did, they actually stayed longer at the broadcast booth than they actually stayed at the individual football stations where they were actually NFL players. So it shows the level of interest that these young men had, and not only focusing on their football career, but what they may want to do if they don't make it to that top level, which is the NFL.
You're right, and that's a great program. And I know you had, you need to tell our listeners about some of the name of the guys that were out there with you that actually participated with you. Cause I know it was a whole rack of NFL players out there.
Oh, we had, it was a great opportunity. It was, Demaryius Thomas. It was University of Virginia running back, Cedric Pierman, Don Jones, who played defensive end and outside linebacker for the New York Jets in Minnesota. Most of those guys are guys that I actually play with. You meet a lot of guys who are the NFL alumni as well. You look at Ray Rice, you look at Philip Wheeler, all those guys that was out there. I had a chance to run into my man Brian 36 Westbrook back in our Philadelphia days. So I had a chance to run to B. Westbrook. Yeah, my man B.B. Westbrook was there. So you look at all the players that came out, you know, top five sports, one of the top agents in the country, has a lot of great players. And they all came out and represented for the kids. You know, they didn't have to be here, but they came here and they gave their time. And that's what it's all about, giving back to the community. I'm glad all those guys made it out here.
You're right, and that's a great thing that you all put on last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I had an opportunity to go and coach the top 100 high school ball players a couple weekends ago. As you know, that was a tremendous experience for me, because not only did we have a chance to talk about football, but we had a chance to talk about life. And you know, these guys asked me some great questions. You know, what did I major in? What should I major in? What was the transition from high school to college like? You know, these are the questions that our young men need to have. So it always feels good to get out and just chop it up with these young men. Just talk what a lot of people won't talk to them about. All they know is football, football, football year round. The camp that I actually coached was actually the fifth or sixth camp this summer that some of these young guys have done. I mean, they ran from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at night. Now, these are 16 and 17-year-old kids, the top 100 high schools in the nation. And, of course, Nick Saban had about 20 guys there in the top 100, and all these guys are ball players. And all of my corners, I had the opportunity to coach the defensive backs, all of my corners and all of my safeties, except for maybe five or six of them, and I had 22 DBs were my height or taller.
Wow.
Huge. Huge young guys.
Huge young guys.
Huge young guys. And it's really, really no surprise here in Georgia, you know, is with high school football being almost semi-pro, depending on what team that you're watching. You know, these guys came to play football, but they also came to learn about life, learn about football, and I actually had a lot of good questions for the veterans that were there. So I really enjoyed my time there. And Life After the Game, just spreading its wings, doing everything that we can to help the community. And feel free to give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Make sure you check out our blog, www.lifeafterthegame.com, and make sure you follow us on Twitter at LifeAfterTGame.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter. If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Lomas Brown, former Detroit Lion and current NFL analyst, and this is my Life After the Game.
Welcome back to Life After the Game, LATG Radio. This segment brought to you by the success of real estate. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or sell real estate in the metro Atlanta area, make sure you check out the success of real estate. Website is www.thesuccessofrealestate.com or give them a call at 678-886-0874. Thursday, we're going to be talking about the status of college football, Smurfs. There's a lot going on in college football. Apparently there's a playoff system. I know you have some feelings about the playoff system, as do I. So let me just put it out there. Will the college football playoff system work?
Wow, I don't even know. I can't say it will work, Lamar. I'm not really for sure, but I think this will be the best system. I really truly think this will be the best system. I'm not going to say it's going to work, but I truly think it's going to be the best system. 14 playoff And I mean, it'll be more exciting to me if you could just see a fourth seed win it. I mean, a fourth ranked team be the number one team. Or, you know, it's just not given. I like the idea that the 14 playoff, how they're going to divide the money, that's going to be the big question.
Well, this is how I look at it. And I had a great chance to talk to a friend of the show, Ryan, One Live Stewart. And as long as there's going to be a selection committee involved, it's going to be a dirty game we're playing. Because number one, you look at 14, but let's just all be honest. If you look at a 14 playoff, you're probably looking at three SEC teams right now anyway. So that's going to cause a big ruckus. You're going to have three SEC teams in the playoffs, first and foremost. That's probably what's going to happen right now in the state of college football. Number two, as long as there's a selection committee involved, it's not going to work in my eyes. Because number five, number six, and number seven are always going to have a problem. And then money's going to play a part. And as we all know with the NCAA, you know, me and you have had discussions over and over again about how I feel about the NCAA cash rules. And don't think for one second that these selection officials will not get greased for a vote. And let's just be honest here. So as long as there's a selection committee, I say I'm really scared about what's going to happen with the state of college football when the selection committee is involved. Now, if you were to say the top four teams, no selection committee, the top eight teams, no selection committee. I buy it all in because you look at the top rank from 1 to 8 and you let them have a playoff. As long as there's a selection committee involved, it's going to be a dirty game that we're playing in college football.
You're right about that because, you know, money plays a big factor in it, and I never really looked at it from that aspect. You know, for the selection committee, I had my thoughts when you're talking about letting former coaches like Florida State Bobby Bowden out there. He has a vote. You got to think that this guy is pretty much biased. He coached at two universities, pretty much Florida State and up there in Boston. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm, when you're talking about a human element, you know it's going to be shadiness involved in it. Like you said, the fact that these boosters are paying top dollar for how their team to be put in the playoffs. So, like you said, it's going to be a very interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
All right, well, let me throw this caveat in there. Now, with the multi-billion-dollar deal that will be the college football playoffs, do we now pay our college football athletes?
Yes, you do. And I always said they're supposed to get paid. I truly believe that without the system or not, I really felt like all Division I players supposed to get paid. Because, I mean, in actuality, they say they call it a student athlete. When you go to these top-notch universities, you're going there to be an athlete. I mean, pretty much as a job. Once you play football, it's pretty much an all-year-round job. You have no time to yourself. So I really think they should get paid. And when you're talking about millions of dollars are being made off these guys, you're talking about TV revenue. Some of these guys' families don't even, some of these guys' mother don't even have anywhere to stay. At the least, I think the university can fund these guys some type of a stipend.
And you know what? This is one of the things that, when you look at the broad picture of it, the top 25 teams have the budget to pay their players. And I say this to play devil's advocate because, as you know, I've always been a proponent of college athletes at least getting some type of stipend for the money that comes in. And I know for me, I was a ramen noodle guy. I enjoyed the college experience like everyone else. But you're freezing. You're walking down the streets. I only can afford a $5 footlong. And I walk past the school store and I see my jersey in the mirror and the school store selling for $100. It kind of irks you a little bit that you're not seeing any of that. Do I think that a college education is important? Of course I do. I don't think I would have had a chance to go to college without a scholarship. However, I go back to school and we have two new libraries. We have four new buildings. We fund the entire athletic department. And I'm not saying pay these guys thousands and thousands of dollars, but give them some type of stipend so we don't end up with situations where guys are actually selling their jerseys or selling their Rose Bowl rings or doing stupid things to get themselves kicked out of school just for a couple of bucks to be a college student.
Now, this one thing I won't agree on. That would not stop these guys from selling their jerseys in their Rose Bowl, even if they were to receive stipends. So, I mean, I don't think that'll be the solution. I mean, these guys, I mean, for you to get top dollar for your jersey, why not sell it? I mean, even if you do give me a $5,000 stipend a year, that's not going to stop these guys from stealing. But as you stated, I really do think these guys should get some type of stipend so they could be financially stable while they're in school.
Well, let me say this. I don't think it'll stop every kid, but it'll stop a majority of them. Because at least it'll make them think twice and say, well, you know what? I need this money for a tattoo. At least I got $300-$400 to go ahead and get this tattoo. The seniors going to lose their mind. It will be some selfish seniors out there that's going to say, my football season is over with. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this jersey for about $2,000. I'm not coming back to school anyway. You're going to have those kind of guys. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. When you're a younger guy and you have actually something to lose, when you look at the people that have been brought down on some of these universities, it'll actually make you think, at least make them think about it. At this point right now, these guys have nothing to lose and everything to gain by selling their jerseys and getting money. So I think it does change the mindset of some of these guys. But and if you just tune in, give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Join the conversation at Twitter as well, Life After T Game. You look at the product these guys are putting out. Smurf, I was at the high school football camp, and what I noticed was these 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids were practicing like pro players. The skill level, the attention to detail. I had my secondary disguising coverages and they had about 15 interceptions on the day, and I taught them the defense in 15 minutes. These guys are putting out a product. You pay for good product. Am I right? You pay for good product. When you buy a ticket to a collegiate football game, you want to see a good game. You want to see a good product. When I tell you these young boys are out here playing their behind off, in an off season, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., putting out collegiate level talent in high school. These boys are giving you a product. These boys deserve a couple of dollars.
And you know, the interesting thing I say, when we were back in high school, I think we was a lot off talent. Now, Lamar, well, do you know when I get up in the morning at 7 a.m., do you know I see 2 to 3 guys running past my house getting ready for high school football this year? I mean, I don't think we were that dedicated that we would get up and do it on our own. I think it was more so we go to practice. These guys are waking up at 6 and 7 a.m., Lamar, training. These guys training. Are chasing the dream. I mean, these guys are training. You can see it's nothing for me to see 2 or 3 guys running around my subdivision early in the morning.
And if you guys don't know, down here in ATL, it's been about 100 degrees the last 7 days. When I was out there on the field with those young men, Smurf, it had to be 102 on the field. And those boys ran from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. nonstop because they want it. They're hungry. They're bringing you talent. They're bringing you entertainment. They're giving you what you want. Throw these boys a bone and give them a couple of dollars, man. Give them a couple bucks.
Right. I mean, you're talking about, like you said, we live down here in the South in Georgia. Well, both of us coming from up north take nothing away, but I think this is some of the premier football when you're talking about down south. And, I mean, I go out here to these high school games on Friday night, and, I mean, you're looking at some top-notch athletes. I mean, top-notch athletes, guys that could play on Saturday morning anywhere in the country.
Right.
On any, I mean, any field you pull up out here on a Friday night. So, like you said, I mean, you're talking about top-notch athletes, guys who want it, who chasing the dream. And, you know, so, I mean, I guess these guys are hitting not even just that training. These guys are really hitting the books, Lamar. We have to get these guys credit.
Right, exactly.
I mean, these guys are really, really hitting the books. We don't focus on them. How many guys that actually go D1 to Division
right.
I schools down here from the state of Georgia or just all over. I mean, these guys are just not doing it, excelling on the field. These guys are excelling in the classroom.
And that's one thing I think goes underlooked. I think what happens is you go to some of these big-time programs and you come from a situation where, you know, a lot of families don't understand the recruiting process. They don't know the right questions to ask in a lot of scenarios. And a lot of these guys leave high school as great students. And then sometimes at certain universities, that's frowned upon. You know, studies actually become second. So a lot of these guys are actually going to school, not expecting to make it to the NFL, maybe a dream to make it to the NFL, but also understanding that they have a scholarship, they have an opportunity to graduate. And I think what happens is that sometimes it gets jaded. Because once you get in that environment, it's football, 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 and then your studies become second. So they may not go in with that mindset, but unfortunately when they get there, it's transferred to that mindset. And I think that's one of the problems with college football.
Right, and like I said, that's why I said these guys should be compensated, because behind the scenes, the actuality, it becomes a business. Like you said, these guys are football, football, football. They're minor program for football. They put pretty much more time into football than they actually do their own schoolwork, which I know these schools allow tutors and have these type of things set up for you guys on the road. But like you said, it's football, football, football when you go to these big universities.
I mean, and that's one of the things. So shout out to the young high schoolers out there. And I'm going to say, and I said it here, and me and my man Magic talked about it a little bit, Desmond Howard, pay these young men. You know, you look at Des, me and Des had a conversation. You know, you look at what Des, no, Des won a Heisman at Michigan. At Michigan. And he was a poor college student. Everyone that saw the Fab Five, everyone know they spoke, they ate ramen noodles. They had a Chevy, a Chevette that Chris Webber drove around in. Nike. He made money off them. University of Michigan made money off those guys. You try to tell me these guys can't get a $200 check just for regular incidentals throughout the month, and the school is bringing in billions of dollars. The head coach is making over $5 million. You think the kids don't see what the coach drives? The free Cadillac that the local dealership gave them? Get real. Get real.
Right. You're right about that. I mean, like you said, these guys deserve a stipend, and I mean, it'll be great if these guys can get a stipend of some type with all the money the university and what the payout they're getting from these bowl games.
So this is what we're going to do. We got about a minute and a half left. I know we wanted to get on Jerry Sandusky and Penn State. We got about a minute and a half, Smurf. Tarnished. Now, this comes from a guy I've done a many a show where I actually wanted to go to Penn State. I wanted to wear the Nittany and blue. And I had a chance to speak with LeVar Arrington down at the Super Bowl. And Penn State people have a lot of pride being from the state of Pennsylvania, I understand, but this tarnishes when you look at those emails, alleged emails that have come out that say actually Joe Paterno actually knew what was going on. How does that change your opinion of Penn State football and where they should be? And what do you think that should be done to Penn State? I mean, should the NCAA step in?
Lamar, is a sad situation. I know we're going to commercial break, but I mean, it tarnishes their legacy. I just look at the whole situation. I mean, Joe Paterno, as great of a coach as I always looked at him as, his legacy is still tarnished in my book. Now, Lamar, for the note that he was aware of the type of things that were going on and the alleged allegations. Well, not even alleged allegations, because this man has been convicted, what, of 45 or 48 counts? So it's not even alleged
mercy.
I mean, for Joe Paterno to even know, have any clue about it, I'm just stunned and it tarnished his legacy.
I mean, it's truly unbelievable. I've talked to some of the Penn State guys. You know, they're really hurt about it. I know that some of these guys actually was on the sideline with this man, that he could do this to these boys. But you think of, as we talked about a little earlier with paying these guys, you know, pay these young men. This is what these young men went through. And no, they didn't go through that. No, Sandusky did not do anything to any of the collegiate players, but he did some to kids that may have wanted to be football players. I mean, he ruined a lot of lives, 48 counts. And it's just really despicable what Jerry Sandusky did, and I can't wait for him to get sentenced to jail. And you heard that here first. LATG Radio, when we come back, the DUI epidemic amongst my NFL brethren. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests the chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Kurt Schilling, and this is My Life After the Game.
Welcome back, Life After the Game, LATG Radio, coming back right into it, Murph. Getting ready for the show today. I get an email, NFL's Aaron Rodgers arrested in L.A. on felony DUI charge. Tampa Bay Buccaneer cornerback was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence near Staples Center's downtown Holy Monday after being involved in an injury accident. Los Angeles police said, what is going on with all my NFL brethren and all of us getting DUIs?
Wow. I mean, I guess that's become the off-season epidemic, which is really actually, I must say, something that Roger Goodell must look at. And I know y'all hate to hear me say this, but this is something we really got to take seriously and take a close look at. Because when you're talking about an epidemic of guys driving out there under the influence of alcohol, it could be a dangerous situation for them and other drivers on the road. So this is something I really hate to say, but I think it's something that Roger Goodell will need to take a look at, Lamar.
I mean, he's definitely going to have to. I mean, you look at Eric Wright, you know, he was with the Detroit Lions, just recently signed a contract with the Buccaneers for $37 million. $37 million. And I'm going to speak to you as an NFL veteran. $37 million, 20-some-odd years old, I'm bulletproof. I'm untouchable. Not to mention it only takes a couple of brews to get a legally above the limit. no telling what he was up to, no telling what he was drinking, no telling what he was. But you know what? We all think that once we get in that situation, we're fine. We can make it home. We can make it to that girl's house. We can make it. I'm not going to say any names. I knew guys that would leave the club and go park at the Lions facility just so they could wake up there in the morning and sleep in their car. That's how bad it had. You got to understand, with the world being so viral on social media, you're not going to run into a cool cop as much as you used to. I've been in situations where a cop has pulled me over, and maybe not necessarily drunk, but maybe a brew or two, and you look at a situation, he says, hey, Lamar, hey, you okay? You know, look, I don't want to get pulled over for a DUI. They've asked you to say the ABC's backwards. I can't say the ABC's backwards sober. You know what I'm saying? You follow me? So
right.
I'm going to try to tell you what the ABC's backwards if I had a Keller 1 or 2. Shout out to Keller 1.
You're right about that, Lamar. But like I said, this is something that we're going to really have to start to take a close look at and let guys know this is something we're going to have to really take serious. And I know you guys, like you said, bulletproof. Young guys, alcohol, all that type. But one thing you want to know, we got to protect themselves and the other drivers on the road. So this is something we're really going to have to take a close look at.
I mean, you look at the rookies, you look at Justin Blackman, DUI. And you look at the history of Eric Wright. You know, he was actually kicked out of USC under suspicion of rape, and they found ecstasy pills in his room at that time. But it's an alarming problem. And in 2008, looking at some of the research I did before the show today, in 2008, 73 players on NFL rosters have had DUIs.
Lamar, I got a question that I guarantee you every listener is asking. And I'm going to ask you, as a former player, with all that money, why drive? Why drive?
You know, we asked our, you know what? You asked yourself that question, and me and Lomas actually talked about this when I saw him at the camp this week. Now I live in Midtown Atlanta. Anywhere that I go, and I'm not even playing ball anymore. You know this, Murph. I cab it. I take a cab everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I take a cab downtown because I've lost friends to DUIs. And all that money, you figure, you know, you can get a limo. They'll probably give you a limo just for your service. You can call a limo company and say, hey, I'm such and such from whatever this team is. And they'll probably give you a limo just for you to say that you use their limo company. But you know what? We got our cars. We want to flash our cars. And you never know when that young lady's ready to leave the club. So at 22 years old, 23 years old, you're $37 million in the bank. She ready to go. You're not waiting on a car. You're ready to get out of there. And you do stupid things. And you think you can make a home and drive. And it's definitely stupid. This is the kicker. The NFLPA has a program, a free ride program. You can call for a ride. No questions asked. Whatsoever, and nobody takes advantage of that program.
Wow. No. Now, let me get this correctly. The NFL Players Association has it set up that if an NFL player is intoxicated, he can call and have someone to come get him free of charge, no questions asked.
No questions asked. Well, not free of charge, but no questions asked. And it's not expensive. I mean, when you're an NFL player, whatever they're going to charge you, you can afford. Okay,
right.
Let's go ahead. Whatever that charge that you can afford, it's not going to be something astronomical, $500-$600 to come get you. No questions asked. And I don't even know how many guys know about that. That's what's scary. You know, I lost one of my best friends, my college roommate, Manny Castro, rest in peace, to a drunk driver, played a couple of years with the New York Giants. It's dangerous. Now that texting and driving is out there, it's extremely dangerous to get out there. And I don't understand why these young men with $37 million, the first thing I'm thinking about is protecting my family and myself. But the atmosphere that surrounds us as a 37-year-old, name me one person in his crew that's not a yes man and he just signed for $37 million.
Right.
Name somebody in his crew that's saying, dog, that's stupid.
You're right.
That's stupid. Not when he just signed for that $37 million. And I'm not saying, and I don't know that's speculation. But I can't think of anything else. I can't think of another reason while he would drive drunk, especially with everyone out there looking for you in a nice car, you're African-American male. Yeah, I said it. Be smart. Why would you even attempt to drive intoxicated?
Right. You're right about that.
I just can't do it. You know, it just it's a definitely, but then we have to look forward. So I'm actually going to write about that on my blog tomorrow. I think that's also a great issue that we definitely need to put out there. And NFL players need to know that there are opportunities out there for us not to get involved in stupid DUI cases, because the cops aren't our friend. They're looking for it, so you always got to have your head on a swivel, and you probably function a lot better without drinking all night. We got about 2 minutes left. We're going to go to a couple of have-mercy moments for the weekend. Smart. One of my have-mercy moments, and something I can't get out of my mind. I didn't know it was that difficult being young and rich and not have to worry about anything, but have mercy. Michael Jackson's younger son arrested after incident at Omaha Hotel?
Wow. Wow.
Have mercy.
That's right. That is a true have mercy. My have mercy, I'm going to take it back a few weeks. My have mercy was to Floyd Mayweather needing to get out of jail because he was hungry and he could not drink the tap water and said that he was losing calories and he would never be able to fight again. Have mercy to one of the pound-for-pound best fighters of all time, do not want to do his time and think he's one of the toughest guys in the United States. Have mercy to Floyd Money Mayweather. Let's see what your money can do for you now in the slammer.
I can't drink the water. All 50 got to do is send him some vitamin water. You know that's his boy. Send him some vitamin water, 50. Send him some vitamin water, man. That's all we have today. LATG Radio. Shout out to our engineer, Matt, out there in Arizona doing a great job. Definitely want to give a shout out to Eric Pallone out of Sinehaus. A great opportunity to meet him at the New Era Football Camp. Shout out to my vet, Lomas Brown and Larry Tharp. Had a chance to run into those guys last week at the New Era Football Camp. What you got, Murph?
I want to give a shout out to my man Johnny, who probably listening. He's home, man. I just want to give a big shout out to my man Johnny.
Yeah, definitely. And everybody, we got about 20 seconds left. Be safe out there for the 4th of July. We just got done talking about NFL players and DUI. Do not drink and drive. Be safe. The next life you save may be your own. LATG Radio. We'll see you next Monday. Always have the perfect state of mind for success. We gone.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.